like a drunk in a midnight choir. I have tried in my way to be free. Like a fish on a hook, like a knight in some old-fashioned book, I have saved all my ribbons for thee. And if I have been unkind, I just hope you will let it go by. And if I have been untrue, I hope you know it was never to you. Like a baby stillborn, like a beast with his horn, I have torn everyone who reached out to me. But I swear by the song and by all that I have done wrong, I'll make it all up to thee. I saw a young man leaning on his wooden crutch. He called out to me, "Don't ask for so much." And a young woman leaning in her darkened door, she cried out to me, "Why not ask for more?" Like a bird on a wire, like a drunk in a midnight choir, I have tried in my way to be free.
From the very first volume of American Recordings, that's Johnny Cash, and a cover of Leonard Cohen's Bird on a Wire. The title of that song was tattooed across the wrist of a young woman who performed a show in my living room not too long ago. Yep. And what do you know? We have a recording of part of that night. In the middle of the show, we sat down and chatted for a while. And we're going to hear that as well as a couple of numbers that we heard that night. As well as a few other bits and pieces, too. Welcome to Volume 1 of the Stew Dome Sessions, featuring Lindy Ortega.
Delia, oh. If I hadn't have shot poor Delia, I would have had her for my wife. Delia's gone one more round. Delia's gone. I went up to Memphis. I met Delia there. Found her in her parlor and I tied her to her chair. Delia's gone. One more round. Delia's gone. Low down and trifling, she was cold and mean. Kind of evil makes you wanna grab your submachine. Delia's gone. One more round. Delia's gone. If your woman's devilish, you can let her run. You can bring her down and do her like Delia got done. Delia's gone. One more round. Delia's gone. Delia's gone. Gone. right, this is the segment in the show where we do a little interview. Here comes the stools.
So does anybody remember that TV show on CMT, Texas Connection? I'm going to pretend I'm Jerry Jeff Walker here tonight. This is a new thing for the Stoodome here. First of all, thanks.
Hi.
Bless all your young hearts for coming out here and entertaining us here at the home tonight.
Yay.
It's I know this isn't going to happen too often for you.
I enjoy this, actually.
It's yeah?
It's very nice. It's much more intimate than the whole other thing.
Well, I'm pretty sure it's not. You're not going to be able to do this for too much longer.
Oh, yeah, I'll do it as long as I want to do it.
Well. Yeah.
So I'll do it again for sure. I'm pretty sure.
Well, good. Yeah. Well, we'll have you anytime. Goodness.
Thank you.
Now you've only been doing this sort of thing for a little while, but you've actually got a couple of records out prior.
Yeah.
And it didn't sound a whole lot like this. It was more almost, I don't know, is it fair to say like a Tori Amos kind of thing?
It was a little bit vaudeville cabaret. I was having an Edith Piaf moment in my life. So.
Now, obviously, you know, there's not a whole lot of Pop-Tarts in the top 10 that have got what you've got. And I think you could do pretty much anything. And I don't know that anyone's had a gold record yet doing, you know, quote unquote alt country. Like, why are you doing this?
I don't care about having gold records or winning awards. I do it because genuinely I love it, as cliche as that might sound. But yeah. I do actually really love to perform and sing and write songs. So it doesn't matter. Money doesn't matter. Fame doesn't matter. I just love to do it.
Well. So when you were, 16 in high school, what were you listening to?
16. Gosh, Mazzy Star. I think I was big into Mazzy Star.
That makes sense.
I don't know if anybody knows who that is.
Sure.
Very like stoner music, maybe, I guess you might call it.
Well, I know. I saw a clip. A little while ago, you were touring with Brandon Flowers from The Killers.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, you are in the studio, so we were contractually obligated to talk about Bruce Springsteen in some way for at least a moment.
Okay.
I saw a clip of you doing his song Promised Land with Brandon Flowers.
Yeah.
I think it was actually in Asbury Park.
It was at the Ponies.
Yeah, Stone Pony.
Yeah.
And it was pretty much a faithful rendition until it got to where the sax solo usually is. And you stepped in and did this real ethereal vocal bit.
That wasn't my call. But
no? It was pretty groovy. I mean, it had almost a Julie Cruz kind of a thing, too.
Yeah, I didn't really know what was. I just do what I was told in that respect. Do this. Okay.
Well, it sounded pretty great.
Thank you. Thank you.
So at what point did you decide to do the Roots thing?
Well, I was signed to Interscope Records, and I kind of had to sort of play the game and do the whole, like, try to fit into the radio bullshit, and then I was like, you know what? When that deal kind of fell through, I just decided I had leeway to do what I wanted to do, and Roots and alt country and old school outlaw country has always been my favorite thing in the world, and I just wanted to make a record that pay tribute to my heroes, and I just didn't really feel like I didn't care about fitting in so much to the mainstream radio world. I just wanted to do what I love doing, so my label was happy to let me experiment and do my thing, and it's been going well, actually.
Yeah. Now you've been on the Social Distortion tour. It's not been that long, about a week or so.
Yeah, not too long, but it's been fun.
And you've sold out of CDs already.
I know. Yeah, I wasn't sure, you know. You can get them on Amazon and iTunes, and we have a bunch of postcards with free music samples and stuff. Yeah, I mean, I wasn't sure what to expect with the whole thing. I mean, when the idea was first proposed to me, I was like, their fans might throw tomatoes at me. I wasn't entirely certain it was going to be accepting, but I've been so pleasantly surprised, and I really have to give a big thanks to them for sort of breaking down the boundaries of music genres and allowing for somebody like me to open a show for them, and it's been going really great. So
yeah,
I love
you
it.
Went over just fabulous
it
last night
awesome.
At the Burt. I guess it's lousy as far as lost sale ops go, figure out a CDs, but it's got to feel pretty good.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. It means that there's a demand, so we're going to print up some more and get them up for the rest of the tour.
Very cool. Another clip I saw on YouTube, It was you did just a phenomenal version of Hallelujah.
Oh, that was ages ago.
It was a few years ago.
Back when I was a spring chicken.
And Danny Michelle was sort of making a hammy little appearance. Yeah. In there. What was the circumstance there?
I just opened for him. He'd asked me to open. He was playing at the Rivoli. I had two dates, and he said, "Do you want to come sing?" And I was like, "Sure." And I was just kind of tinkering around with that. I'm a fan of Leonard Cohen. Actually, I have a quote of one of his songs on my wrist. I love him as a poet and a lyricist. So I decided to try and tackle, you know, that song as best as I could. And he came out and was messing around with me on it. And it was fun.
Yeah. It was sublime. It was.
I heard there was a secret chord David played, and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? And it goes like this: the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, and the major lift. The baffled king composed.
Somebody you see in the lights, a cold and it's a broken heart. Hi, this is Danny Michelle, and you're listening to the Big Dumb Rock and Roll on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM in the Peg.
Now, I don't know if anybody knows, but you were actually up for a couple of Juno Awards just a few weeks ago.
It's madness, yes.
Yeah, and now, you know, the Junos aren't quite as hokey as the Grammys, I think. But they're, I think, even more predictable, though. Like, you were up for Best Roots Recording.
Yeah.
And Bruce Coburn was up. And, nothing against Bruce Coburn, but has he ever been nominated and not won?
I think I predicted, like, I knew that him and Dan Mangum were going to win in my category, so I wasn't even going expecting anything like that. I just wanted to go to the after parties and have fun. That's all I cared about.
Did they give you, like, a swanky gift basket?
No, I got a free yellow dress. That was cool.
Yeah, that's something. It's more than you're getting at the studio.
Yeah. I got a button. Actually, I like this button better than the yellow dress. It's got Johnny Cash on it. So.
Cool. Yeah, you can. There's a bin of buttons there. Anybody can help yourself to those. Now, you mentioned relocating to Nashville just recently.
Yeah.
And that's like the songwriting town, you know, as far as, you know, hooking up with folks. Have you attempted to hook up with anyone?
I actually, I have one of my dearest friends from Nashville. His name is Bruce Wallace. I refer to him as the honey badger because he just doesn't give a shit. And he is, he's one of the best songwriters I've ever met, and he's just my kind of dude. And he totally gets what I'm all about, and when the two of us get together, we can't help but write songs. And they just come out naturally, even if we don't even expect to do it. We just pick up guitars and we're writing songs. So two of the songs on my new record that's going to be coming out in the fall are with him. And I love writing with him, and it's great to be there to meet people like him and be inspired.
So now, is that record done? Is it
done.
In the can, as they
in
say?
In the can. Yeah. It's produced by Colin Linden.
Ah.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Very. Was it done down there, or was it done
It
up
was
here?
Done down there. We recorded at the House of Blues studio for most of it, and some of it was recorded at Sound Emporium. And it's taking a little bit more of a deep south turn, slightly bluesy, with a little bit of a country kick.
Yeah. Now, have you been down there long enough to have taken to saying Bless Your Heart a lot?
Oh, no.
No?
Mm-mm. No. No. I say, like, y'all and howdy. Dang. Dang's my favorite. Dang!
So what percentage of your day is spent on Facebook?
You know what? It's maybe I'm a loser. I don't know, but I spend like a lot of time on Facebook only because I like to reply to every single person that writes to me.
Yeah, you're real fan friendly.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think it's nice if people take time out of their day to say nice things about me and my music and to listen to my music. So, I think I owe it to them to at least acknowledge that and speak to every one of them. So. I spend a lot of time on Facebook and Twitter. And then on Twitter, I just post a lot of shit, and, like, nobody cares. Like, I talk about wanting to eat big cookies and stuff. It's weird.
Well, thanks so much
for agreeing
to do this. It's beyond a thrill for me.
Oh, well, it's my pleasure to be here. It's great to do living room shows, and I hope I can do more of them in my lifetime.
All right. Well, hey, anytime you're through. Have you ever played Winnipeg before?
I did with Keen. I toured with Keen on their North American tour, and we did play the Burton Cummings Theater.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was a different... The punks liked me more than their fans did. I don't know why.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we love you here at the Studio, I think. I can speak
for
everyone.
Thank you, Studio.
Yeah. All right. I'll let you get back to it for a while.
All right, thank you. So I wrote this tune as a... it's a public service announcement and basically providing an alternative to, various substances that